From New Jersey's most listened to station, here's your weekend flash briefing from New Jersey 101.5.
I'm Eric Scott. Here's a look at the top trending stories this weekend at NJ1015.com. We now know that there were two people from New Jersey among the 14 bystanders killed when a truck plowed into a crowd in New Orleans. 25-year-old Billy DeMayo graduated from Homedale High School in 2017. He was in New Orleans to celebrate the new year with friends. Princeton University grad Tiger Beck is also among the dead. The new year is bringing more drone restrictions over New Jersey. Drones are still being reported over many parts of the Garden State nightly. And although state and federal officials insist there is no danger to the public, the sightings remain unsettling for many. The FAA has issued no-fly zones over Atlantic Highlands, Belford, Fort Hancock in Middletown, Highlands, Linden, Plainsboro, Port Reading in Woodbridge, South Kearney, and Westville. That's in addition to the 24 towns deemed no-fly zones in December. Neither the FAA nor Homeland Security officials have said why the new towns were added. New Jersey's First News is on Facebook and Instagram. Every morning I tell you what you need to know to start your day in a short video. Just like and subscribe. It'll be included in your news feed. You can also enable app alerts on our free mobile app, and it'll be sent right to your phone every morning. Welcome to 2025, where several new laws are going into effect in New Jersey.
The minimum wage is going up 36 cents an hour to $15.49, while the maximum weekly unemployment benefit is going up to $875 each week. New Jersey's Data Protection Act will go into effect, which requires companies to notify customers when they're collecting and distributing personal data. Another measure sets up a system for local government to meet their affordable housing requirements, which replaces the current system that exists. New Jersey's Sexual Assault Victims Bill of Rights will also be expanded while the state works to protect residents from medical debt. Danny DiCrescenzo, New Jersey 101.5 News.
In just 1 year, New Jersey lost more than 20,000 tax filers and about $5.3 billion in income that could be taxed. That's according to the latest data from the IRS.
This trend has gone on for years. Since 2004, we have over $45 billion loss of adjusted gross income.
That's Michelle Sikirka. She's with the New Jersey Business and Industry Association. She says it's no wonder the state regularly encounters a budget crisis. No matter how you're going to travel, trips around New Jersey, and especially into New York City, are likely going to cost more this year.
To start, New Jersey's gas tax rate has now inched up by 2.6 cents a gallon. Tolls along both the Atlantic City Expressway and the New Jersey Turnpike have increased by 3%. Under the same annual indexing, tolls are up another 8 cents at Garden State Parkway barrier plazas and 3 cents on entrance and exit ramps. As of January 5th, tolls go up 68 cents at each of the 6 Port Authority crossings. New Jersey Transit commuters do face a 15% fare hike, but that starts in July. Aaron Vogt, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Once again, New Jersey is number one. You may like living here, but a vast majority of you can't wait to get out.
A new survey from national moving company United Van Lines finds New Jersey recorded the highest share of outbound moves in 2024. Of all moves in the Garden State tracked by the company, 67% were outbound. In New Jersey, the Newark and Bergen Passaic areas had the biggest shares of outbound moves. Illinois, New York, California, and Massachusetts rounded out the worst five states for keeping residents. Rick Rickman, New Jersey 101.5 News.
A New Jersey state senator is still recovering after being bitten on the finger by a venomous rattlesnake. Parker Space, who also runs a zoo and a museum in Sussex County, was feeding an eastern Mosaga rattler when it bit him. He received more than a dozen vials of anti-venom at the hospital. While his hand and arm are bruised and swollen, Space says he is fine. Have you gotten sick yet? Hang on, it's coming. Cold and flu season is shifting into high gear as we come out of the holiday season. There is plenty of virus floating around New Jersey now.
Cases are creeping up of flu, RSV, and COVID. Dr. Edward Lifshitz at the New Jersey Department of Health says right now there's nothing unusual about this respiratory illness season.
But not unusual is still, you know, pretty bad for a lot of people.
His guess is that New Jersey is still a couple weeks away from a peak in activity. Lifshitz adds flu vaccination is still available. It takes about 2 weeks to kick in. Officials don't know for sure yet whether this year's vaccine is a good match for viruses in the community. Dean Alflamia, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Stay tuned to New Jersey 101.5 all weekend long for the latest New Jersey weather, traffic, and breaking news. And make sure you enable all of the New Jersey 101.5 skills on your Alexa devices. All of our content available at any time. Just go to nj1015.com and click on demand. That's a look at the top trending stories this weekend. Join me Monday morning for New Jersey's First News. We're live on air at 5:30. Then stick around and talk Jersey with Bill Spadia at 6 on New Jersey 101.5.